It's time for us to welcome you once again to Speaking of Schools. Summertime on Speaking of Schools, and summertime, of course, a time where some folks think that there's not much going on in the world of education. But we're here to tell you differently, and we have some news headlines from students, from districts, from schools, as well as the higher education institutions around South Carolina. Some of the top news stories for the month of June coming your way. I'm Doug Keel for Speaking of Schools. It's brought to you by South Carolina's Department of Education. And we'll be taking a look at the month of June, some of the top stories on this week's Speaking of Schools. And let's begin over in the PD, where students at Royal Elementary School are getting a taste of real-life engineering and problem-solving in the school's new 3D printing lab. Royal is calling it the Imagination Station, born out of a partnership that began about a month ago with General Electric in Florence. And since acquiring the 5 printers and forming the partnership, 5th and 6th graders have learned to use Tinkercad, an online 3D design and printing application, and they've started creating headphone holders for Susan Jenkins, the school's media specialist. And over in the Edgefield County School District, the library at Johnston Edgefield Trenton Middle School is buzzing with activity, even though the students are gone for the summer. Inside the media center is an observation hive filled with honeybees. The queen is busy laying eggs while the worker bees care for her, feed larvae, build combs, and perform other duties. The way it operates is just a miracle. It's amazing, that according to librarian Betsy Painter. Several 12-year-olds were with her, and they all seem to be enjoying watching the bees. Anna Cadell said, "I think it's really interesting and effective way to have a very close-up learning experience about how honey is made by bees. It's really cool to see the teamwork that it requires." And kids across the Midlands can spend the summer launching model rockets or learning how to build robots at the Richland 1 Challenger Learning Center's summer camp for elementary and middle school students. The center is hosting 3 different camps open to any child age 7 to 14 in the Midlands. Astronaut Academy gives campers the opportunity to visit the Learning Center's e-planetarium and to fly jets in the flight simulator. Kids who are registered for rocket camp will learn what it takes to be a rocket scientist. And Richland 1's Challenger Learning Center also offers a rocket family fun camp for children and parents. The robot camp gives campers a chance to build their very own robot. And the Challenger Learning Center is on Barnumville Road near W. A. Perry Middle School. And back over in the PD section of the state, the College of Charleston sailing team hosted students from Creek Bridge Middle School for a day of sailing around the Charleston Harbor. The students are part of the STEM program and have been learning about sailboats in school. The college took time out of its busy preparations for the upcoming College Sailing Nationals to help out with a camp for students from Marion County's Creek Bridge Middle School. College of Charleston Senior Captain Ryan Davidson said it's always fun hanging out with the kids and reach back to the community. The team will be heading to San Diego to compete, and the senior captain said the kids had a blast and we had a blast hanging out with them. And Orangeburg School District 5 is doing whatever it takes to make sure students don't go hungry. A program started by leaders in Orangeburg Consolidated School District 5 provides not only students with food, but their families also. District leaders spend the morning packing bags of food before delivering them to more than 300 students who are considered homeless. Referred to as the filling station, the purpose of the program is to make sure no child goes without. The folks at Dorchester School District No. 2 have a great big thank you for the Junior Service League of Somerville. They've donated $13,056 to the schools in that district, and the funds were raised through community events sponsored by the league that included the Ghost Walk, Scarecrows on the Square and Christmas on the Square. The monies divided among all district schools and will be used to benefit the students. For more than 26 years, the Junior Service League has played a pivotal role in promoting volunteerism, developing the potential of women, and improving the Somerville community. During most of that time, the League has donated funds to district schools for student needs. And over at McCormick High School in McCormick County, stretching down the hallway at the high school were famous Americans ranging from Davy Crockett to Muhammad Ali for the school's Living Wax Museum project. Mary Beth Hicks, American history teacher at the school, said each student in her class chose a famous American to research and pose as for the Living Wax Museum. The museum project required students to write a paper about their American, give a presentation to the class, as well as dress up as the person and pose for parents and residents at the high school. They were not allowed to move or talk until someone walking through the museum interacted with them, and they were expected to know interesting facts about their person along with what made him or her famous. And shifting from the kudos that we've been giving to students, let's take a look at congratulations going to a particular teacher, that one out of Greenwood School District 50. She is Emerald High School's Teacher of the Year and has worked hard to get her students interested in history by incorporating interactive project-based learning activities that allow them to get creative about topics. She is Karen Teague, a social studies teacher at the school. She got her start in Kershaw County School District after graduating from Lander University. She also has a master's degree in curriculum and instruction, as well as administration and supervision. From there, she worked in Lawrence County District 55 as a middle school social studies teacher, then headed to Emerald High School 3 years ago. In Newberry County, students from around the county had a chance to learn about embryology, the branch of biology that studies the development of gametes, fertilization, and development of embryos and fetuses, that thanks to a 4-H project. Alana West, Newberry County 4-H agent, worked with 238 youths throughout the county teaching them about chick embryology. Mrs. West said, in the schools we take chicken eggs, some are fertile, some are not, and we put them in an incubator. Each class that participates gets their own incubator, and we put about 18 eggs in each. It takes about 21 days at 100 degrees, she says. Some teachers in the district have their own incubators, and they are participating in the curriculum as well. Alana West offers the project to second grade classes. It's an enrichment project. It enriches what they are already learning about the life cycle. State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman was honored to join Governor Nikki Haley and statewide constitutional officers at the State House to welcome Boys and Girls State members from across South Carolina. Superintendent Spearman spoke to the students, thanked them for their contributions to their local communities. From Clemson comes news that Dan Olweus, known as the founding father of bullying research, recently appeared in Clemson to explore the subject of bullying and related research with Clemson faculty, staff, and students. Olweus delivered the talk, School Bullying, Basic Facts, Intervention, and Long-Term Effects, in Clemson's Watt Innovation Center. He offered a one-of-a-kind perspective on a career in bullying prevention dating back to the 1970s. In just under an hour, Olweus traced the history of bullying from mob mentalities in history to the future of research on bullying prevention being undertaken by the Olweus Bullying Prevention Program, of which he is the founder. And while this was not a June news item, it actually preceded that, coming out several months ago. Growing up on a farm in Nebraska, John Peterson attended kindergarten through eighth grade in a one-room schoolhouse, taking care of farm chores before heading to school. Well, now Peterson has been named dean of the University of South Carolina's College of Education, and he says that that experience and a career in education in Nebraska taught him the importance of education, especially in rural communities. A quote from John Peterson says, "It's been wonderful to have that kind of background and it fits well with what I hope to help accomplish in South Carolina. He comes to Carolina from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, where he was the Associate Dean for Research in the College of Education and Human Sciences and Director of Science Education for the Center of Mathematics, Science, and Computer Education. Looking at science through a lens of social impact and how people use that knowledge to influence their lives and communities has been a focus of his work. He takes over as dean at the USC College of Education in just a few days, July 1. South Carolina's Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement has announced the recipients of the 2016 Ken Bauer Scholarship. The Ken Bauer Teacher Cadet Scholarship, named in memory of Dr. Ken Bauer, an architect of the original Teacher Cadet course and curriculum, is awarded each year to senior teacher cadets who intend to become a classroom teacher in one of South Carolina's many public schools. Marcella Wine-Snyder, Program Director for the Teacher Cadet Program, said the recipients of the Ken Bauer Teacher Cadet Scholarship are the epitome of exemplary future teachers, and I look forward to welcoming these South Carolina homegrown teachers to the ranks of our state's stellar educators. For 30 years now, South Carolina's Teacher Cadet Program has endeavored to support education's ubiquitous goal of providing high-quality schools for all children in all neighborhoods by attracting the state's best and brightest students to the teaching profession. Congratulations to the recipients of the Ken Bauer Scholarship. Mary Bruns is a student at Buford High School. Caitlin Hudson is a senior at Williston Elko High School. Catherine Ann Langley, slated to graduate with highest honors from Buford High School in Lancaster County. Diamond Sullivan, a senior at Calhoun County High School in St. Matthews, and Sarah Vess will be graduating from Indian Land High School, that also in Lancaster County. In other news coming out of Clemson University and Scholastic sent first grade students home with books to ensure that young Tiger fans put reading first. Clemson football head coach Dabo Swinney, his wife Kathleen, and representatives from Scholastic and Clemson University were on hand to read to kids and celebrate the launch of Tigers Read, a summer reading intervention program. The program is a joint effort involving Clemson University's Reading Recovery and Early Literacy. The program is a joint effort involving Clemson University's Reading Recovery and Early Literacy Training Center, Clemson School of Education, and Dabo's All In Team Foundation. We've covered a lot of ground on today's Speaking of Schools, featuring news stories that you may have missed this first month where school is maybe an afterthought, at least it is with a lot of students across South Carolina. We would be remiss if we didn't mention, though, that educators are invited to participate in a free, organic, casual, participant-driven professional learning experience that is created by educators for educators. It's the UnConference on July 27th at ETV in Columbia. It features informal 45-minute sessions decided at the beginning of the day by participants, and it'll be taught by the participants. Lunchtime will be for networking with teachers from your grade level or district offices. At day's end, a tech smackdown will occur where you can share some of your favorite tech tools, and you'll get a certificate of participation in tech professional development. Bring your own technical device, bring your own lunch. More information at scetv.org/education. Well, that's a portion of the many activities that are ongoing this summer around South Carolina. So many we really don't have time to tell you about them, but we certainly want you to go to various websites, the Department of Education website, ed.sc.gov, the Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement website, cerra.org, as well as sc.edu for the University of South Carolina, and clemson.edu for Clemson University. This has been, speaking of schools, from South Carolina's Department of Education, a weekly feature here at this website. It's a pleasure to come to you year-round with news about education in South Carolina, and we appreciate so much the time that you give to us to hear about those happenings in the Palmetto State. I'm Doug Keel. Thanks so much for the pleasure of your company. We'll be back again next week, and we'll be speaking schools.